You are listening to Roll the Quadcast, a Blogger So Deer podcast where little old Charlie Brown is still trying to kick that football. Blogger So Deer is the go-to website for the best independent analysis of Wake Forest athletics.
Welcome to episode 25 of Roll the Quadcast. I'm Rob Reinhardt, joined as always by my wonderful co-host Riley Johnston, recording this here on Sunday, March 23rd. Riley, it's been, I guess, the week most Wake fans have been looking forward to. Let's just jump right in. Jeff Bozdilek resigned. We'll use that word. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we've been talking about really the last 3 years. Well, really, since the loss to Stetson to open his career. But we pretty much touched on everything we need to touch on with Jeff Bozdilek. We've had several very good articles up on the site. He just wasn't cutting it here, and it was time to get a change in scenery. I don't care what word they used, fired, resigned, exiled, whatever you want to use. He's not our head coach anymore. I think we can just put it in the book, tuck it away. We don't need to talk about it anymore. It was the right time. I really don't care the vernacular they use. He's not our coach anymore, and I could not be happier.
I agree. Couldn't be happier. What a great phrase to use. You know, they could have said the greatest coach in Wake Forest history is no longer going to be our coach. That's all I really needed to hear. You're absolutely right. There's no need to belabor the point. There's no need to criticize him anymore. I know, I guess we just did briefly, but
we've done enough.
His record is what it was. We've moved on, and you know what? As a program in both football and basketball we're talking about now, obviously, it's nothing but positive energy moving forward. We got positive energy in the football program. We'll talk briefly about that later, and we got a clean slate. We got a coaching search to look forward to that we're in the process of. And you know what? Bozdilek's not our coach anymore. All positivity from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real sense in looking back. We both know, as well as the Wake Forest fan base knows, exactly what we've been through. We just need to rebuild and look forward. And that this hire is going to be extremely critical as to what we're doing for the next, really, 20 years. It's a big-time hire here. It's not necessarily just because we've had a bad coach the last 4 years. That always matters. But with the ever-changing landscape of conferences and money and TV, this is the time that it's really being differentiated between the have and the have-nots. And we are looking at slipping into the have-nots if we don't make a good hire here. It's absolutely crucial that Ron Lumman come through and delivers a coach that will be here for the next 5-10 years, or at least provide a jumping off point if he's not the guy that's long term to look at.
Riley, you bring up a great point, and we were going to touch on some of the candidates next following the discussion of Jeff Bozdilek, but let's just get right into what we were going to talk about later, because I thought you brought a great transition of it's a do or die hire for Ron Wellman, and you had a really interesting piece that's on the website now. Discussing why the Buzz Williams, in case anybody does not know, Buzz Williams is the new head basketball coach at Virginia Tech. And your piece sort of discussed on, well, maybe some people would think initially, wow, Buzz Williams to Virginia Tech, that's bad for us, their competition. But you actually think it's good for Wake Forest. Why is that?
Yeah, well, when I saw the news, I think it was Friday afternoon, I was, of course, shocked. How could Buzz Williams be leaving a cushy $2.8 million job at Marquette? They spend the second most money on basketball of any school in the country behind Duke.
They had the Sports VU cameras, which, they benefited by that because they play in the same arena as the Milwaukee Bucks and all NBA arenas do, but only the second college basketball team behind Duke to have those cameras.
Yeah, and Duke gives Coach K $7.2 million a year. Buzz gets $2.8 million. And a lot of that, of course, as with any salary, it's base salary plus incentives plus. I think in this case, it's charity. He gives a lot to charity. He's a great guy. It's an outstanding hire by Virginia Tech. He's going there to take a pay cut, essentially, $2.3 million. But looking at the overall picture, you realize how valuable the ACC is moving forward. I mean, just looking at the coaches that are going to be in this league is just ridiculous. You know, Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, Bayhard, Patino, Dixon, Bennett, Larinaga, now Buzz Williams. And there's several young young coaches that are still doing a pretty good job. You know, Godfrey's not exactly young, but he's done a great job at State. Brad Brownell has proven his worth at Clemson.
There's another NIT win today.
Leonard Hamilton's won an ACC tournament
just
last
2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, a fantastic job. So this really puts the pressure on Ron Wellman to make a great hire for Wake Forest. And if there weren't enough reasons there before, you got to shell out the money here. And based on what I've seen, this is the time where you have to go out. You have to be one to get after the big gun. If we're going to settle for somebody and offer, you know, $750,000, $1 million, even $1 million, well, that sounds like a lot. And this was one of the main points in the article.
But it's relative to what your peers are making.
Right. I mean, it's a free market economy. This is capitalistic America. You have to give what is deserved in the market. And right now the market indicates that if you want to be a good coach in the ACC and you want to get a good coach,
you got at least $2
million. Yeah, $1.5, $2 million got to be your starting point there. And I am soundly in the camp that if we offer $2.5 to $3 million to a Shaka, Smart, maybe not even that much, $2 million, if you start there, I mean, you just can't lowball a coach. I think that we have an outstanding chance of landing a big hire here, and we can kind of move, you know, seg this into who we think we're going to get or who we need to get. But to me, it's Shaka Smart. He is the number one clear-cut choice, and then everybody else. Greg Marshall is also an outstanding choice, but I don't think he's a very feasible hire. I think Shaka Smart really is somebody that is both feasible and attainable based on what we can offer him, where he is regionally, where he wants to be, his family lifestyle, and all those sorts of things. But the primary point of the article was that if Virginia Tech is doing these things, then Wake Forest has to do this thing. If it boils down to Ron Wellman and wanting to make the best hire this offseason, if he has that, you know, mindset, this also pushes them, and in no way I don't think this is a bad thing. We need competition. Howland's been reported.
We already have plenty of competition. Look right down 40. We got Coach K
and
Warren Williams.
And right now, I think Wake Forest was the clear-cut number one job before Marquette having the opening. But I think this is still a good thing. I think it breeds competition.
I think it's still a better job.
It breeds the competitiveness in Ron Wellman and the staff to want to go get the best coach. I don't think that this should be necessary to do so, but I think it's a good thing. It is a better school. Marquette's the second best school. I think Wake is still the best school historically, and Marquette's been recently the better team. But I mean, when you're comparing it against South Florida, Washington State, Wake is clearly a better basketball school than those, and Marquette is,
it's not close,
is on its level. So we've heard some of the rumors of Marquette going after Ben Howland. And I think that puts the pressure on us.
Evidently mutual interest.
Right, and I think that puts the pressure on us to go out and go ahead and offer a big number to a big coach and try to get who we get instead of sitting back waiting and taking our time. I think urgency is of the essence in the coaching search.
Absolutely. And as Jake Sloan at Blogger So Dear and I like to say, scared money don't make money. And you look at the football program, I'll tie this into it briefly. We made an outstanding hire in Dave Clawson, maybe not necessarily the biggest splash. It's not like we brought in Nick Saban, for example, but an outstanding coach. And you know what that did? Well, in the meantime, since December, we've announced plans for a new sports performance center, a $30 million building, and we have received individual donations, one donation of $2 million, and another donation of $7.5 million. You know, in college sports, if you spend money on the right coach, they will not fail. Shaka Smart will not fail. Kentucky spends over $5 million a year on John Calipari. I know they did not make the NCAA tournament last year. They will not fail. In college sports, you can avoid so much risk by just spending the money up front.
Right, and I think that's one of the things that really irks me about it. It doesn't matter what $3 million, say we offer $3 million to Shaka Smart, does Ron Wellman not, or I mean, whoever's taking the hire, the athletic administration, I won't single Ron Wellman out, do they not think that this is going...
And he did say others would be involved
right,
in the search in his press conference.
Do they not think that that is more than going to be paid for? I guarantee you, if we announce Shaka Smart right now, within the next week, they would have received more than $3 million of donation to the athletic department. And I think that's a lowball estimate. I think that they will get more than $3 million in 1 week. They could more than pay for that salary for 1 year. And not to mention, you could backload it. You don't even need to get the $3 million up front. You can just send it to the end of the contract.
Yeah, I mean, they might... that may be a bit strong that they would get that much money in a week, although it's possible. But when you look at what the season ticket sales would be, what the concessions would be,
exactly,
what the parking would be.
I mean, you said we were losing, what, $80,000, $90,000 a game?
I had estimated about $80,000. That number would probably a little bit lower than that. That didn't factor in the latest Duke game and things like that. But it was still a considerable portion based on the previous administration.
So that alone.
Shaka, I truly believe we'd sell out the first game of the season.
I don't care who,
we could play Stetson again, we'll sell it out, guaranteed.
And as long as we win it, that's all I care about.
We will win with Shaka's
one. Using those numbers, that's $750,000 to $1 million just in ticket sales alone.
Yes.
And I mean, that
doesn't
count
donations,
concessions,
like parking,
gifts, anything like that.
Yeah.
So, I think just looking at it in pure economical terms, it's a simple decision. It's a invest now, it's a sunk cost, you move on, you make money later. It's a sound investment.
It is a sound investment, and it's, again, what you talked about, a really necessary decision. You talked about all the fantastic coaches in the ACC. We got Rick Pitino coming in next year with Boeheim, with Kay, with Roy Williams, with Tony Bennett, with Jim Larrañaga. The list goes on and on and
on.
And now Buzz Williams, you need somebody like Shaka to compete.
Yeah, I mean, eat or be eaten.
It's absolutely correct. And I think we can go out and get him. I truly think we can go out and get him. We have to spend whatever money we need to.
We need to show we're serious. I think that's a big thing. We can't come in there with a $750,000 offer to somebody like that.
Well, clearly we're not going to do that. But the point, but you know, what has been encouraging is there was a report by the ACCSports.com that said Shaka Smart is our number one option.
Hey, if we go after him and he turns us down, fine.
But we have to go after him.
You can't get him if you don't ask. You can't take the hot girl to prom if you don't ask the hot girl to prom.
You cannot. And Shaka Smart would be the hottest girl at the dance by a mile. That's what he is. He's young. He's been to a Final Four. He's recruited 6 4 stars to VCU over the past 3 seasons. Yes, they lost to Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin the other night. Yes, they got beat somewhat badly by Michigan last year, although they beat Akron in the first round. They've made it to 4 straight NCAA tournaments. They won the CBI the year before that. This is not a flash in the pan hire. This team leads the nation in forced turnover percentage on defense. Havoc is the real deal. Shaka Smart will not fail. I know we've talked about him a lot, but I truly believe if there was ever any doubt we were going to get a good head coach, and maybe we sound like homers now, and that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I think that Buzz Williams hire, you hit the nail right on the head, Riley. That's going to that 4-star hand, if there was ever any doubt.
Yeah, and I mean, at first, the first thing I thought was, well, this is great, because Rod Wallman is not going to be played a full by Virginia Tech in basketball.
Not in basketball.
I mean, you look at their history, even their recent, every way you compare Wake Forest
we're
basketball to Virginia Tech.
Every aspect.
Yes. And I mean,
no disrespect to that program.
No, it's not. We're just stating facts.
Yes.
We have a better program. We have a better history, a more storied program.
NBA talent.
Even recently, we've been better. And I mean, they
were
9-22 last year, yet they've landed the biggest hire in the offseason. I mean, I think that's much bigger than Pearl to Auburn. Even that's an outstanding hire too. But
worst case, they're equivalent.
Yeah, and I don't think Ron Wallman wants to be second in his own conference of hiring,
especially to Virginia Tech.
And so this is kind of a good segue. What will it take to get a better hire than Buzz Williams? Shaka Smart, in my opinion, obviously, yes. Greg Marshall, yes. But so beyond that, what Howland, Archie Miller, Tommy Amaker, I mean, where is the cutoff from there? You know, if you're comparing it, let's kind of move into who we're looking at now. Shaka Smart, to me, it's not necessarily a pipe dream, but he's the clear number one.
Yes.
That's who I want to get.
Yes.
If we don't get him, is there a clear drop-off or is there a clear number two? Because I think Greg Marshall is outside the realm of possibilities. How do you feel about Greg?
Yeah, Greg would be 1B, but I think he's outside of the realm of possibilities. But he would be right up there with Shaka Smart if In the hypothetical that we landed him, yes, he would be just as good of a hire as Shaka Smart. Both would have 100% approval ratings. People would be doing cartwheels all the way down University Parkway.
Absolutely.
And then back up. But I do think there's a drop-off. Now, I've heard the name Jay Wright mentioned. I have no idea how realistic that is. Part of the reason Buzz Williams came to the ACC is just exposure and a investment in the future. I looked at some of the numbers for the Big East, their ratings when they were on Fox Sports 1 compared to when they were on ESPN and ESPN 2. Now, granted, this was the non-conference, but they were terrible ratings. Now, again, those were non-conference games.
Yeah.
And so it's not like we saw McDermott against Villanova, for example. But the numbers moving forward, the Big East, there was the 30 for 30 last week, Requiem for a Dream on the Big East.
Oh, fantastic.
It was a great 30 for 30, but it's now more evident than ever with Buzz Williams leaving for 9-22 Virginia Tech that the Big East is on the way down. Jay Wright, born and raised in Pennsylvania, his wife, a Villanova cheerleader, it would be tough for him to leave. I believe he made $2.29 million in private school. The contract terms aren't fully disclosed. We don't know how long his contract is. He would be an outstanding second choice. I'm using him more as an example of a surprise, awesome hire. Going below that, I love Archie Miller. Look, they're in the Sweet 16. They've beaten Ohio State and Syracuse over this past weekend. I think Archie Miller now would have been a better hire 4 years ago, taking over for Dino Gaudio we need someone with instant credibility now, and no offense to Archie Miller, I don't think he necessarily gives us that. I would stand behind Archie Miller in a second if he was to be hired.
See, I kind of disagree with you. I think Archie Miller, he's third on my list.
Okay.
He's third behind Shaka and Marshall. I think he's going to be outstanding.
Oh, he is going to be outstanding.
And this is, let me show, this is not because he is in the Sweet 16.
We've loved him all year.
I think the tournament is great for emotion and
tournament's fun and excitement. Overreaction.
Right, and I've really said this the last 2 or 3 months.
Look at some lottery picks. Look at Joe Alexander going eighth in the NBA lottery.
And I think Archie Miller, he's going to be a great coach. And I've kind of jokingly said it, but I mean it. If we don't hire Archie Miller, assuming we miss on our top
team. Someone will.
Then I think State's going to get him in 2 or 3 years. I'm not high on Gottfried as everybody else is. But I think we're going to be coaching against him. He's a great coach. He's going to be a great coach. And I think if we strike out on Shaka, and I don't think Marshall's feasible. I could be wrong.
I don't
if we get him, I will roll the quad if we get him.
Absolutely.
But I think Archie Miller is really the guy. And it's kind of funny. You look back 4 years ago and we've heard reports that, we were looking at Brad Stevens, and then he made his run again. We were looking at X and Y.
He's already in the NBA.
And it's kind of funny how the replication process has gone. It's like, oh, he's in the Sweet 16 again. Well, were we looking at him? I know Ron Woman was looking at Tommy Amaker last night. Not looking at him. He was at the game that Tommy Amaker happened to be at. Maybe he was planning to be there. I have no idea. But I think Archie Miller is probably the third best bet. I like Archie, and I actually like Amaker over Howland, in my opinion. I'm not as sold on Amaker as I am Archie just because he has a higher ceiling. But I like Archie and Amaker before Howland. So
of those four, I would go Shaka, Howland, Miller, Amaker.
Obviously, Marshall being second to Shaka. We're both in congruence.
Marshall in there, I'll throw him right under Shaka. But assuming he's not in there, then Shaka to Howland. And you brought up the point, well, Marquette and Howland seem to have some pretty, I don't know how strong the mutual interest is, but there appears to be some mutual interest there. So, even more pressure. Howland, I assume, is a backup plan to Shaka Smart. The problem is how, and VCU losing to Stephen F. Austin, I think, was the best thing that could have possibly happened to us the other night.
I agree.
They lose as early as possible. Well, they could have lost on Thursday, I guess, but they didn't play Thursday. They lose in their first round. We go We talk to them. We find out yes or no. Are you interested? And I think I haven't heard anything that says he's not interested. And I think at this point, no news is good news. Again, it's pretty early on in the no news cycle
here
Sunday night. If we don't hear for several days,
and that means lawyers are involved, that means that their people and our people are involved, that means a lot of things are going on behind.
Because, you know, we heard several years ago, we heard, okay, Shaka's not going to UCLA. We heard not interested in an Illinois, in an NC State, etc., in a Minnesota, perhaps. Okay, well, we haven't heard he's not interested in Wake Forest. Again, we haven't heard he is interested in Wake Forest, and we're trying to come off as objective as possible.
Oh, yeah.
But looking at it from the outside, again, he's in the A-10, not the Big East, but a similar situation. We are in a world now where the BCS conferences, with all the football money and the TV contracts coming in, rule more than ever. And, you know, I'm not saying he may see the writing on the wall, because VCU is going to be even better next year. They are.
Oh, yeah.
They return a lot of people. And
so are we, Rob.
But so are we. And if he's coming to us, he's not coming to us because Wake's going to be better than VCU next year. That's not why he's coming here. But Wake could be pretty good next year. We could have a shot at the tournament with the right coach. I truly believe that.
I've said all along, I think this team has the talent to make the tournament. I think we just need an average replacement coach, if you want to look at WAR and baseball.
Right, well,
we have been well below. We've been in the LAR, if you will. The LAR to the LAR replacement, the LIBER.
The LIBER.
commonly known as the LIBER.
But you're absolutely right. And, you know, if he's a forward-thinking guy, and I do believe he's a forward-thinking guy, he's a very smart person, I don't see why he wouldn't entertain offers. I don't see why. And maybe he wants to stay at VCU forever. That's fine. He's perfectly entitled to do that. But I don't know. VCU. It's Shaka or bust at this point.
Yeah, in a nutshell, if you want to hear our take on it, we don't know anything more than anybody else knows. We want Shaka, and it really is Shaka or bust at the number one take. And laugh at us if you want to, but I think we have a legitimate chance. If we offer him the money and we give the right pitch, I think we can land Shaka tomorrow.
I sincerely believe that. I had a weird feeling several weeks ago. I said, guys, I think we're going to get him or Marshall or something. I just got some intuition, and I could be dead wrong on this. But, man, I hope I'm right. I hope
you're right.
I hope for the Wake Forest fan base I'm right, because goodness gracious, this could propel us right back up to, you know, the fifth best program in the conference.
Yeah, it's a crucial job, and it's a crucial hire. We cannot miss here. And Martin Rinkman, I was talking to him, former managing editor now at Sports Illustrated. He's a big shot now, but
he is a big shot.
He took the time out of his busy schedule to chat with little old Riley this past week. And he made an interesting point where you can reach for a Mike White, a Danny Mannings, Steve Masiolo, but if you fail, that's 0-2. And that's 8 years down the drain. So you can do that.
And it's not like you can go 0-1 and say, oh, this guy's not good. It's not, you know, NCAA 14
right.
on Xbox. We can't fire the guy after 1 year.
Right, and I mean, those guys that I just mentioned, I think they would all be good hires.
I do too.
They have a high upside, but we don't know what their downside is either. They succeeded at Louisiana Tech and Tulsa and Manhattan, respectively, but we don't know where they're going to be. Can they recruit? Can they land the big gun? We don't know that. Ben Howland, we see that. Archie Miller, to an extent, we've seen that. Not necessarily to the extent of Ben Howland. You might disagree with me there. But I think Archie Miller has a lower downside than those three that I mentioned at first.
I definitely agree. He's done a great job in his first 3 years at Dayton. And he's got a lot of...
They were above Manhattan.
Yeah, and he's had some really good assistant work. I know Masiello under Patino, but he's been an assistant at Arizona, at Xavier, at I think Ohio State briefly at NC State. I mean, he's been to some big conferences, big-time programs.
And he knows Tobacco Road. He's from state, and a lot of people have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. If he knows the area, I don't care what he does. If he's going to be our coach and he's going to lead,
that helps him.
He knows Tobacco Road. He can say, hey, I play in the ACC. I know what it's like. He dislikes Carolina and Duke, I guarantee it.
Well, you can't possibly like them.
No, so, I mean, I think Archie Miller, to me, would be a great hire. I think he's slightly above those three that I mentioned, the Manning, the Mafiolo, and the Mike White. All three great coaches in their own right. But if we don't go Shocker Marshall, I think he's the number one guy, in my opinion, and we might differ on that. But
We do, again, depends on Haaland. He might have a job by tomorrow. I don't know.
It's going to be – I mean, Dayton could very well make the Elite Eight. They'd have to beat who are they playing? Stanford. I mean, they're one win away from beating Stanford and facing either Florida or UCLA. That's a possibility. So it could be funny if we were stymied once again by a deep tournament run by a double-digit seed. I mean, not funny, but
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by it based on our luck. But, you know, what are your thoughts on Amaker? We hear a decent amount about Tommy Amaker. Oh, he went to Duke. Decent candidate for the BC job, it sounds like.
I go back and forth on Amaker. I think he's done a great job at Harvard the last couple of years. And I told you this earlier, Harvard has more 4-stars on their roster than Wichita State does. That tells you about the coaching job that Marshall's done at Wichita State. And it tells you the recruiting job that Amaker can do even at Harvard. Mm-hmm. And how you bring 4-stars to Harvard? They don't have scholarships. I mean, you got to be brilliant to get there. So he clearly knows what it takes. You know, disciple of Coach K at Duke. He played there. I'm sure he assisted there at some point because he hires those guys right out of college because they're alone. But he's done a great job. He knows the academic side. He knows what it takes. And clearly that's being stressed heavily by Wallman and Hatch.
Hashtag culture.
Well, I mean, as it should be. We make fun of that. But, I mean, that's a big deal. You want to have student athletes, and that's what Wake's about. Top 30 school. We don't want to wind up with like Carolina, where we just mail it in, and we appear on.
We don't want the center for kids who can't read good.
Right, and I mean, they can't read good. I mean, we don't want to appear on Bloomberg Weekly with our jersey up there that says no class. I mean, we're far from that, in my opinion. But when you hear certain people talk about it, you think we were worse than that. But we digress. I think Amaker, I kind of go back and forth. I think he will be a good hire. He knows academics and athletics. His record, his track record at Seton Hall in Michigan scares me a little bit. I think his ceiling, we know his ceiling is not as high as the other guys. But going back to the point Martin made, maybe that's a good hire. We know his ceiling's not as high, but we know his floor is not as low. And we're not comparing anybody to Jeff Bostelic. I want to make that clear, too. We are only...
Well, again, that's what
we're not saying. Is he going to be a? Of course, every coach we have, Rob, you and I could be a raise up from Jeff Bostelic. I sincerely believe that.
I think we could recruit better.
Yeah, and so we're not comparing that at all. It's just, you know, what is the floor? What's the ceiling? And we can't have another hire like Jeff Bostelic. That would effectively end us. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, but it's not. It's not in my
not
opinion.
In today's ACC.
So I mean, this is a critical time. There are a lot of good head coaches. I think Tommy Amaker, he'd fit in fine. I don't think he'd be a home run hire, and I think that's what the Wake Forest fan base needs right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would come around to him. I don't think he'd be a bad hire.
He's not a bad guy. He's a good coach. I don't dislike that.
I think with Amaker, I think you kind of know what you're getting.
Exactly.
He's not going to set the world on fire, but I think he would do a pretty good job. And, you know, somebody's going to give him a shot. I think he'll definitely be – I think there's a strong chance he'll be in the ACC next year with the interest of Boston College. So we'll see where he is next year.
But he's not a guy – if he goes to BC, it's not like Archie Miller where I look at him like, man, I really don't want to coach against that guy. If Tommy Amaker goes to BC, I say,
good for BC.
BC got a good hire. It'll be fun. We can capitalize the rivalry again instead of lowercase and everything. So that'll be fun for us.
Ideally. Anything else you want to talk about on the basketball front?
Nah, I mean, I've told what I know. One more thing that we should bring up, just in the sense that what we've heard, and this isn't by any means solid, several sources that we've talked to that brought up the name Russell Turner from UCal Irvine. He was an assistant coach under Dave Odom.
obviously, in my opinion, this is being floated out as a safety net. What are your thoughts on Russell Turner? I felt like we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't, you know, tell that we've heard some things about Russell Turner from there.
No disrespect to Russell Turner. He would be a tremendous letdown. It would be, you talk about little old Wake Forest hire.
I can't stress that enough.
I mean, it would be a horrendous hire. He's just not ready. You don't go from the Big West to the ACC. And it's not like he's even been dominant in the Big West. He's been average in the Big West. Above average.
He's been slightly above average.
Excuse me. That was...
But above average in the Big West doesn't translate to above average in the ACC.
Which is what we need. And, you know, he's past the point of being an assistant for us. I think he'd be a good assistant for us. But I don't want him to be our head coach, and that's no disrespect to him. It's just
I think he's
we're hearing he might be the lead candidate for Rice. Well, we shouldn't be targeting the person who's the lead candidate for Rice. Again, no offense to Rice, but
I think he'd be a great hire for Rice.
I think he'd be a fine hire at Rice, and maybe 10 years from now he'd be a good hire for Wake Forest. I don't know that, but right now he's most definitely not the answer. And we cannot hire
him. Yeah, I mean, if we strike out on the first 8, 9, 10 guys, fine. Sure, if we know that we tried to get the other guys, that's fine. But to me, that would be the ultimate little... That would be us resigning ourselves to an eternity of not competing with the big boys. That's Ron Roman and President Hatch saying, hey, yeah, we know that the other guys are out spending money, but we want to do it this way. We don't want to spend a lot of money on that. We want to just focus on being a regional academic university. And that's what it says to me. We'll pay him $1 million, and we just hey, one out of every seven,
and we'll throw out a team on.
Yeah, one out of every 7 to 8 years, if we make the tournament, that's gravy. We just want strong academics, and we want to be cultured. And that's what I get out of it. And I'm not trying to insult Russell Turner at all.
I'm not trying to. He's not ready for the ACC. I think he'd be the first person. Well, I don't know if he'd be the. Coaches are unbelievably competitive. I doubt he'd be the first person to tell you that. But again. For any ACC job, if that person is widely being considered by Rice,
then he's not the right guy.
Then he's clearly not the right person.
Yeah.
So again, we're not trying to disrespect Russell Turner, but it would be a very poor hire.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezdelic was more qualified headed in than Russell Turner, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's not to say the results would be the same, but. You know, at least Jeff Bezdelic at that point coached in the NBA and had been to a BCS conference and had some success at Air Force. Not trying to defend his record by any stretch of the imagination, but...
Oh, yeah.
Just saying that. So anything else with regards to basketball?
Nah, I think we've told what we know.
Yeah, I think that was a good discussion on the basketball. Real quick, spring practice starts on Tuesday, assuming there isn't a massive snowstorm. So
we'll be there regardless, covering it, as long as we're allowed. I'm not sure what the media policy is.
I don't know what the media policy is.
If I happen to stumble upon there as a regular student or regular person walking my dog, then I guess I'll take in a little bit of it.
Yeah, so we might accidentally walk by spring practice on Tuesday. Very excited about that. Obviously, a lot of question marks in the air about practice. We're not going to dive into this too much. We'll talk about it a little bit more definitely after the spring game and after Riley and I have seen a few of the practices to see what's going on. But I guess some major storylines, just a recap for you guys, are huge question mark at quarterback, Tanner Price gone, running back. Do we have any? I'm not sure. I believe we only have two on the roster.
Right, I run a 5.240, but I've used up my college eligibility. Will they take me, Rob?
You might get a few carries.
I mean, based on the first qualification, yes. If I've expired eligibility, okay, I think I'm out of it.
You're out of the contest, unfortunately. But, you know, defense, lose Nikita Whitlock, defensive line completely gone. So I think the secondary is going to be a strength for us. I'm really excited about this year. I have no idea how well we're going to perform on the field. I don't expect it to be great, but I'm still excited about it. I love the energy.
Well, he breaks it down and builds it up, and that That's what he does. I mean, winless.
And that's what you need to do to be great.
Winless at Fordham his first year. I think he won two games at Bowling Green before he won a title there. Fordham made the, I believe, the quarterfinals of the Division I AA, excuse me, the FCS last year. Bowling Green obviously won the MAC championship last year. He breaks it down and builds it up. And this year is a transition year anyway. So I have no problem with him
that's
breaking
what I said.
It down. Find your players, find the guys you like. Punch the guy you don't like and move on.
That's what I said. I mean, he's really not responsible at all for anybody on this class except for, you know, we'll say even half the freshmen because he continued to recruit the guys who were under the previous staff. And that's not to say he would have targeted them in the first place or things like that. But, you know, this is not his team yet, although clearly everybody is buying in. But this is not a team he has recruited yet, I should
right.
say that. So, he's got a free pass for a while, and because he's clearly accomplished a tremendous amount in his career, and I'm unbelievably excited about the season. I'm unbelievably excited about spring practice and the spring game on April 26th.
Hey, we'll get our tailgate in.
We'll get our tailgate, you know, loosen up the old arm, try and get the cornhole going.
Pulling muscles already, Rob.
Well, a lot of pitchers have been getting hurt in spring training. Hopefully we don't follow that trend. Riley, anything else you wanted to discuss?
Nah, exciting time for Wake. I'm really excited as to what I think within the next week and a half to 2 weeks we'll know the basketball coach. So we should have an extremely exciting podcast. I'm going to look on the positive side. I think we're going to land a big one. And I'm fully excited to see what Coach Clawson and TBA have to say for our program moving forward. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, and I know there's some, you know, negative energy around the program.
None.
With the rolling the quad or things like that. You know what? That's behind us. We are moving forward 100% at Bloggers O'Dear. For those who don't know, I'm now the managing editor, so I'm looking forward to working with the guys.
Well deserved.
That
means he's the boss now, apparently.
I am the creative facilitator, as I like to tell them. So
take me to your lead.
so we're really looking forward to it. I want to be like Grantland. That's our goal, and that's what we strive to do for you guys. We have a tremendous amount of good writers. Riley wrote a great that Buzz Williams thing we talked about earlier in the podcast. Completely inspired by Riley's article on Buzz Williams and what that means for the Wake Forest Hire. So we hope to continue producing a tremendous amount of new content. We're thrilled that we can do this weekly podcast for you guys. And we're just looking forward to 100% moving forward as a blog and as an athletic department, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So, Riley, if there's nothing else you have to say, we will do our best to update you on the coaching search on the website, and I can nearly promise you that the day/night we have a new basketball coach will be here, and hopefully we are partying into the night for Shaka Smart. That's all I have to say. The quad will be rolled.
Oh yeah.
So until next time,
it will be a smart decision.
It will be a smart decision. Make the smart choice, Ron. Go Deeks.
Go Deeks.